Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Getting close, Scott. More than a week away, and we're going to have some answers here. Right now, we just have an awful lot of questions. And want to go out to our phones and bring in Nolan Finley, Detroit News editorial page editor, and see if he can help us make some sense of these gubernatorial primaries. Hi, Nolan. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Just fine. Well, we still technically have seven candidates, although I think most people now assume that Tom George is quite a ways behind, and it would take a miracle, epic proportions, for him to be the Republican nominee. But in terms of the other candidates, two Democrats and four Republicans, they're all pretty optimistic from time to time.
Well, they're all spending a lot of money, so, you know, and it's all being spent in the last few days. So that has the potential to move numbers in a big way, particularly when you consider that there's a lot of undecided voters in both parties, and there's a lot of soft support for all of the candidates. So I think things could go in any direction this last week. And I, you know, I wish we had a poll in the field, and I hope somebody's got a good poll in the field coming down the stretch.
Well, we're going to talk with Bernie Porn from Epic MRA coming up in just a few minutes, and Mark Grebner of Practical Political Consulting. And Mark had a poll late last week, which actually showed Virge Bernero taking the lead, and I think that stunned an awful lot of people. But you say you wouldn't be stunned by any result coming a week from
now. That was a small sample. I understand it was robocalls, but you know, perhaps it does reflect a trend. I mean, what you see is still that poll and our poll the week before. Every poll I've seen still got nearly half, 40% or so, of the Democratic vote undecided. So when you have that high level of undecided, no lead means anything, really.
How unusual is it that at this point in a long campaign, Nolan, we would have that high a percentage of people undecided or maybe even not even aware of the candidates?
Never seen anything like this. This is a wholly unique campaign to me, and I've been watching them a long time. One, to not have a clear front runner this late in the race in either party is just amazing. And two, to have that level of undecided voter on the Democrat side is shocking. But it is, you know, it is reflective. I think we've got a field that just hasn't been able to excite the imagination of Michigan voters.
What does this say about possible turnout? And if you have soft support or non-support for a lot of these candidates, maybe it's just a matter of who can get their hardcore supporters out.
Well, turnout in August primary is always a challenge. We need to, you know, that's the next thing we need to take a look at is whether it makes sense for us in the 21st century to still be having August primaries. Beyond that, I think, you know, it does suggest it may be a light turnout, although you do have some exciting congressional races. You have the Detroit race in which Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick is getting a stiff challenge, and you have four outstate races that could draw some voters to the polls. But if I had to guess, I would guess a light turnout, a lighter turnout than perhaps we would like.
What about all these endorsements we've been seeing, Nolan? Just seems like every day there's a stream of additional endorsements. Do any of them matter?
Close race. I think they could move voters percentage a point or two, a couple, 3 percentage points, and that may be enough to do it in a close race. So
I guess there are endorsements. There are endorsements that may help other people decide what to do, and there are a few endorsements that may have money attached. And I guess at this late stage, if you have someone who's willing to give you money for some additional commercials, you'll take that anytime you can.
Well, and that's the key, because money's been so tight this campaign. You take a look at, I don't think all of the candidates have spent together as much as DeVos and Granholm spent the last time around. It's going to be nowhere near as expensive a gubernatorial race as it was 4 years ago. But, you know, people are looking for direction, and, you know, they may find it in some of the endorsements. But I think the key is going to be who's got the best organization on Election Day, who can turn out the vote, who can get their people to the polls. You know, that's going to translate to victory in this race.
Our guest, Nolan Finley, Detroit News editorial page editor. When you saw the debates and you saw these candidates together, the various points around the state and up in Mackinac Island, did any of them stand out to you as gubernatorial, and did any of them look like fools?
Well, you know, they were all okay.
Yeah.
There wasn't the savior I think Michigan is looking for
yeah.
in the bunch. Now, you hope one of them can develop into that and will grow into the sort of leader Michigan needs. But just on the face of things, I think that's why you see no clear front runner. Nobody can really decide who it is that's going to be able to grab this thing and make it better. And I think that's why you see such soft support. Nobody's really emerged as the obvious choice.
We had William Milliken on this show last week. Of course, he has a record as the longest-serving Michigan
right.
governor. And listening to him, you know, I think I'd vote for him now.
Well, you know, some people would. It's certainly nothing like him in politics today.
And talking about building consensus, that seems like it's going to be a major challenge for anyone.
It will be a challenge.
Yeah,
it will be a challenge. But I hopefully we'll come out of this this election recognizing that we have no choice but to do the obvious things.
Yeah.
And I think both parties will have to recognize that and get busy. We don't have a whole lot of time left in this state. We
no.
miss out on this recovery,
yeah.
and we truly are in danger of collapse. You know, we missed out in the recovery coming out of the recession of the early 2000s. We can't afford to miss out on this recovery,
right.
if there is one.
Nolan Finley, Detroit News editorial page editor, our guest on Ebling & You. Nolan, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Enjoy this pretty day.
And take advantage of everyone you can. It's pure Michigan. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Bernie Porn and then Mark Grebner, and we're going to get some insight on polling and what the numbers mean and how they're generated. We'll be right back with more Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.